How long does it take you to figure out your children's heart are closed to you? That they're lying to you? And Adam says, well, it's this woman's fault. As soon as he did that, women ever trusting mankind was gone. Because as soon as you blame another person for your behavior, you have violated trust in the relationship and all intimacy is cut off. And shame comes in. And so God sees the shame that they're carrying. And then verse 21, what's he do? He sheds the blood of an animal. And he comes and he robes them. Because right there is a perfect illustration that no matter how far you live outside the Father's house, no matter how often you listen to the accuser of the brethren, Father wants to cover you. 1 Peter 4:8, love covers. Love covers. Love covers. He doesn't want to leave you uncovered. Hebrews 11:16, God's not ashamed to be called your God. Hebrews 2:11, Jesus isn't ashamed to be called your brother. He's not ashamed of you. He does not judge you as the newsletter out there. John 5:22, the Father does not judge you. The Father judges no one. Will he discipline? Yes, we'll see that. But he'll not condemn. He'll not accuse. He wants to cover you with a robe of righteousness. But see, because Adam, I believe, blamed his wife wouldn't take ownership. She blamed the one that deceived her, Satan. Because they wouldn't take ownership, they started choosing orphan thinking. They chose orphan thinking over being restored into the Father's love. So what did Father have to do? One of the most horrible verses in the Bible is verse 24 of Genesis 3. God drove them out of the garden. He drove them because nobody ever wants to leave the place of perfect love. But when Adam and Eve chose orphan thinking over father thinking, it's Isaiah 59:2. It's our sins that separate us from God. He doesn't want us separated from him. He wants us at rest in his bosom. But we have to leave the home of perfect love. And then you can go to the Father Loves conferences. You can pray all the prayers. You can read all the books. You can listen to the tapes over and over again. But if you choose orphan thinking, then you can't dwell in the place of perfect love. He doesn't leave. And see, all despair, all torment, all anxiety, all fear began in this verse. In verse 24, when man had to leave. And when man left Dad's house, the place of perfect love, every human being ever born from that day forward was born with that Adamic nature. Every human being ever born was born with an orphaned heart. And see, when I first came into this revelation, I was teaching that you lost a spirit of sonship. No. You've never had it. You're born with an orphan heart. Ask a 2-year-old if they are subject to the father and mother's mission. Go pick up those toys. No. Do this. No. Do that. No. I mean, from the time they're old enough to fight against you, what are they doing? They are warring against being subject to an earthly father and mother's mission, because from the time Adam and Eve came into agreement with the first spiritual orphan, all of mankind is born as orphans. And you can't cast this out. You can introduce a person to Jesus, but do they get rid of orphan thinking? Born again, going to heaven. You can have them filled with the Holy Spirit and do hours of carpet time, but tell me, do they still have orphan thinking? When I'm saying orphan thinking, all I'm saying, subject to your own mission and not to the mission of love.